We bless your name. Can you have your seat in God's presence? And let me quickly tell you some things. Please listen. The Bible said in John chapter 7 from verse 37, and out of them shall flow rivers of water. You can't walk in the dimensions of the supernatural, in the dimensions of the spirit, in the realms of the spirit, when God wants to flow through you and you are blocking it. Some of you grew up in traditional churches in the far north. Far, far north. Let me use north today. Far, far north, in one terrible village where you attended an equa church, cooking, Baptist, where even to raise hand is an issue. So when the spirit wants to flow through, you stand like this. And when it says, out of you shall flow, one day, the thing will carry you up. It will hit your head upon the floor. Bah! It will give you mark so that your grandchildren, when you are telling about the spirit, you tell them that, now that's what we are doing. I'm releasing the power of the spirit and the angelic. Anyone that is becoming a dam, let them be carried and smashed to the floor. Amen. Let the thing roll them to that pillar. You can't block the things of, he said, out of you shall flow. He said, Biodo, don't disgrace yourself in the public. And then you go home and say, Father, use me. Father, speak through me. Father, flow through me. But when you come outside, Biodo, don't fall. You cannot fall. Don't disgrace yourself. Don't open your mouth. You are too classy for this. Biodo, that is not cool. That is not cool. You've been cool for long. Ah, what has he done for you? We are in the age and the realm of the supernatural in our church, and you must let things flow within you. Let things flow. Are we here? Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. If you have a word, speak it. I am in charge of his service, assisting the Holy Spirit. I can come and lay hands on you and ask you to stop. You stop. If I didn't ask you to stop, say it. Say it. Some of you are killing your destiny. What will change your life forever? You are suppressing it like what is the name of that dam there? Ushafa Dam. I've waited the corner. Usma Dam. So there are many Usuman in our church. Storing the water, refusing for it to flow. Then you know the day where rain fall very well. Then now people, they open Usma Dam themselves. And the water will gush out. Don't let the Holy Spirit smash your head on the floor before you understand how to make it flow. Do we understand? Hello, do we understand? There are dimensions he wants to take us through. There are great dimensions. I've heard many testimonies. In my ears, I'm just hearing every day, phone call, this is happening, that is happening, this is happening, that is happening. I want you to call me also that something is happening. Not that what we know you for is... I no go fall. I no go talk. I am too mature for that. I be MMU president. I be WME president. I cannot fall under the anointing. I be prayer leader. How can I say that? I am grandma. How can they see my clothes falling? Can you help me tell somebody? Let it go. Free yourself in God's presence. Free yourself in God's presence. Free yourself in God's presence. I'm seeing like 3-4 people here in the past that refused to speak in tongues when they were taught, when they were laying hands on, and they were sleeping. When the thing pulled them out of the sleep, and they started blowing. We are here for great and mighty experiences. Hello, do you understand that? This year is for great and mighty experiences. Today we are here to talk about heavenly tongues of fire. I will just jump into it and give you 12 reasons why you should speak in tongues. I grew up in a church where speaking in tongues was a crime. It was a battle before we started having videos. It was a battle before we started speaking in tongues. In fact, it was a battle to shout hallelujah. In fact, one of the professors in our church wrote a book titled Hallelujah, Amen.
Why, when they shall praise the Lord, you should not say hallelujah? Because praise the Lord and hallelujah are the same. When they shall praise the Lord, what you say is amen. Hallelujah, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. You look at the book and say, what has this thing taught me? But the Spirit of God is moving in our midst in dimensions we cannot understand. Acts chapter 2, let's read from verse 1 to 4. Acts 2, 1 to 4. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Some of you hear, whenever the Holy Spirit is about to move, you hear something like a whistling of a wind. Nobody hears you. You are the only one that hears it. Don't bother. Some of you, you see things like cloud filling everywhere. It's the glory of God. That is the experience they had that day. It's not everybody that saw it. It came like a rushing of a wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues of as of fire appeared to them and rested on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I'm able to tell that some people here, if they were there on that day, they would see the as the Spirit gave it utterance. The Spirit did not force them. He gave them utterance. It was still their mouth. It was still their voice. It was still their tongue. But what they did was release themselves to the Holy Spirit to give them utterance. They started speaking in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. 1 Corinthians 14. I'll really jump today. 1 Corinthians 14. Pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you will prophesy. For one who speaks in tongues speaks not to men, but to God. For no one understands him, but he utters mysteries in the Spirit. On the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their own building, encouragement, and consolation. Listen to me. Let me support. I'm not talking about prophecy today, but anything that must be called prophecy must meet these three rules of building, encouragement, consolation. And hear the word of the Lord. Fire is coming. Disaster. Because of building, encouragement, consolation. Go and read the book of Psalms and see the prophecies of David. Ha! But at the end of the day, it ends with praise that builds, that console. What is the issue of prophecy that you give that everybody is down, that they cannot pray again? That everybody feels guilty and they are not built. Prophecy is for building up, for encouraging, and for comfort. But we are not talking prophecy today, we are talking speaking in tongues. Verse 4. The one who speaks in a tongue builds up himself. But the one who prophesies builds up the church. Now I want you all to speak in tongues. Please, did I read it well? Can we all read it well? Let's go. One, two, go. Now. Hello. Please, everybody in church, can we read together? Now. Okay, let's go. Now. Can we read it again? One, two, go. Can you say that again? Let me hear you. Say it again. Let me hear you. Is that in our Bible? But even more to prophesy. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues. Unless someone interprets, so that the church may be built up. Jump to verse 14 and 15, and we take 18. 14, 15, and 18. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. What am I to do then?
I will pray with my spirit, but I will pray with my mind also. So speaking it does, he's praying with your spirit. But did you notice that he didn't say, I will pray with my mind and I will pray with the spirit also. He said, I will pray with the spirit and I will pray with my mind also. The spirit, praying the spirit is the main syllabus. Praying understanding is also added to it. Hello, does it make small sense? Look at it now. I've read it many times. We have read it many times, but let's pause and ponder. Say, I will pray with my spirit, and I will pray with my mind also. I will sing praise with my spirit. I will sing praise with my mind also. So if it's arranged in importance, which I'm assuming today, the praying the spirit is what we should do consistently, much more than praying in our understanding. Remember, I want you all to speak in tongues. Jump to verse 18. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. Because of our time, I will rush into to tell you 12 reasons, 12 benefits of speaking in tongues. Or if I want to say it in my own way, 12 reasons why I, as your pastor, desire that all of you should speak in tongues. Number one, 1 Corinthians 14:2. Speaking in tongues is a direct connection to God, your Father. It opens up a direct connection to God, your Father. It gives you access to an area you will not ordinarily get by your power. It gives you access to a realm that you will not ordinarily get by your thinking, by your mind, by your understanding. It gives you access to the throne room of heaven. It gives you access to the court of heaven. It gives you direct access to talk to him. So speaking in tongues, praying in the spirit, for the one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to man but to God. It gives you direct access to God. Number two reason why you should speak in tongues, because speaking in tongues or praying the spirit opens a gateway to the spirit, to the supernatural and the spirit realm for you. The gateway to supernatural, the gateway to the spirit realm is through the gift and through the ways of praying in the spirit. Speaking in tongues is a supernatural utterance given by the Holy Spirit in a language never learned by the person doing the speaking or the praying. Speaking in tongues is a language of a supernatural realm, just as Spanish is a language of Spain. If you want to go to France, for you to be effective in France, you need to speak French. Anywhere you go, they want to parler vous de français. Comment t'appelles-tu? Écoutez. Any other one? Ça va? Va à ta place. Très bien, merci. Some don't understand what I'm saying. Because you don't understand, you will be useless in France. You will not be effective in France. If you don't pray in tongues, if you don't pray in the spirit, you will almost be nothing in the spirit realm, because it gives you access to the spirit realm. Because tongue is the language of the supernatural. Tongue is the language of the spirit realm. You sit down now and say, I want to pray the will of God. You now start reading the Bible. Open it down. The Bible is the will of God, but there's a will of God and purpose for you now. You gave birth to a child, you want to name the child. How do you know if God wants you to go to Canada? Will you open your Bible and see Canada and say, Lord, the country I open to, take me there. If you open, you see Babylon. You close it again. You open again, you see Assyria. Where is Babylon? Where is Babylon today? Iraq. Where is Babylon? Assyria today? Iraq. You open again, you see Persia. Where is Persia? Iran. Canada, no the Bible. So no, make you no go there. It opens you
to the dimensions of the spirit for you to have an understanding. Listen, it makes you very sensitive to the things of the spirit. It increases your sensitivity to the spirit. It increases your sharpness and your accuracy to the spirit. I've shared before, many times, I'll be going to the office. There was there, I was just praying to. Then somebody's name came to my mind. As I was thinking, what came to my mind? The person is going to call you. My phone ran. It was the person. I picked the phone. I dropped. I was praying in tongues. She praying in tongues. Another person's name dropped in my mind. It came to me. He's going to call you. As I was looking at my phone, the person called me again. What granted me that access to that sensitivity of the things of the spirit for a name to drop in my spirit, and I hear that the person is going to call you now, and the person called me. Pray in the spirit. Open me up and open the spirit realm to me. When we pray in tongues, we assess the wonders of God. In fact, when they say, let's be in the spirit, it is not to change your face. It is to pray in tongues. When you pray in tongues, you have assessed the spirit. You are already in the spirit. Because your spirit is praying the dimensions of a prayer point of a spirit. Number three, why do you need to pray in tongues? And what are the benefits? It builds up your spiritual life. Verse 4. 1 Corinthians 14:4. The one who speaks in a tongue builds up himself. When we are praying in tongues, it's as if you are charging a battery. When you are praying in tongues, it's as if you are constructing things in the spirit realm. He builds himself up. When you are praying in tongues, you are building your spiritual capacity. When you are praying in tongues, you are building your strength spiritually. Is it the one that you are praying? And then your phone rings, and then your children rush in, and then you know you lose your line of thought. You just say, "Where did I stop the prayer?" But when you are praying in tongues, whether your children come, whether your phone rings or whatever, you just continue in it. Labada bajita laba helebo koria nama adalibo koria lalaba garia laba itelebo koria dada. You just continue. There is no breakdown. People cannot stop it. It cannot be. There is no distraction against it. Listen to me. It edifies you. It builds you up. It's as if you are constructing something. It fortifies your inner man. It releases power and strength for you. It opens up all the gifts and unlocks all the other gifts of the Spirit unto you. It makes you assess what where your mind can never take you to and where your mind never knew exists. It will open you up. Oh Lord, people say they see vision. People say they hear the word of God. How do they? Ah, God, help me. God, you pray in tongues. I pray in tongues for a long time. You will be shocked. It will open you up. Dimensions that you have never imagined. Dimensions that you have never imagined. In fact, you will be praying alone and you will be prophesying to yourself. You will be praying alone and you will be hearing word of prophecy concerning your children. It takes you to a dimension. You never know. Remember, I will pray in the spirit and I will pray with my mind also. Number four, he builds up your faith. Jude chapter 1 verse 20. Building yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in the Holy Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourself up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. When you pray in tongues, you build up your faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. And also, faith can be built up. By the Spirit. When I was 7, we went to a village in Ahoda, in River State, to preach the gospel. We arrived there at night, in the evening. And we had a film show at night. So we decided to dance around the town to invite people. While we were going, you know, coppers, different people at different spiritual level at that time. And it's just that we are all NCCF. We were dancing. And we go to the center of the village. Unknown to us, at the center of the village, the idol worshippers were waiting for us. So when we got there, first time in my life, I've seen people kill fowl before, but I've not seen people use hands to cut the head, neck of, you know. Have you seen it before? So as we go to the center, they just block us in front like this and carry fowl. Back, block, back, block, back, block. Some people move to the back. Why some move to the front? You see, if you speak in tongues, it builds up your mood. Man, at that time, where did you go to? Foul, is it foul spirit you would mention? We move to the front. Move. People were behind us. And we stand praying to. And they were also with their foul. Dancing in front of us. And they are saying different things also. Before we knew it, they brought rain. Rain or rain, no, we go do our film show. Started praying against rain. Rain stopped. We did the film show. Following day, we divided ourselves. We're having medical mission. People counseling. Deliverance. They asked me to join the team. I said no. It's been long I've done evangelism. Let me go to the village for evangelism. So I joined evangelism. Went to the village. While we're in evangelism, they called me. Sent somebody to come and call me that. There are a lot of deliverance cases that I should come back. So I came back. By the time I came back, they were doing the deliverance. When I joined, there was an old man waiting. So they asked me to go and talk to the old man. So I sat down. And the old man sat in front of me. Number one. Everybody at that ground started looking at me and the old man. Which old man be this? I look. They got me interpreter. I say, ask him for his name. He has the name. The old man said the name. I say, ask him what does he do. The guy kept quiet. And then asked him. The man say, I am the owner of this village. What is the meaning of owner of this village? He said, he is the chief priest of this village. Apparently, the man that led the idol worshippers to come and face us a night before was speaking in tongues. He was praying. Long and short story, because of the power of God he saw the previous night, he came and gave his life to Christ. Now, listen to me. Listen to me. What could we have been saying? When he was saying this, what could we have been saying that will touch his heart, that will make him know that there is power beyond power? We went to his house to cancel. The family gathered. Apparently, his children, most of them are born again. They've been praying for their father for ages. The father did not give his life to Christ. But that day, when power jammed power, he gave his life to Christ. Listen, when we were going, we prayed, but we did not know that was going to happen. We did not handle those things. In fact, some of us did not have understanding of spiritual warfare. But by speaking in tongues, the Lord gave us the victory. Speaking in tongues, build your faith. It's a faith booster. It gives you understanding of deeper things of the Spirit. Use it during dark days. Pray in tongues when you are weak, when the days are tough, when the days are dark. Pray in tongues when you need healing. Pray in tongues. Let this stir up faith in you. When you have something the doctors have given up on, pray in tongues and use the power of the blood. That thing will disappear when you don't give up. Pray in tongues. And pray in your understanding. Also, number 5. Let's read verse 2. 1 Corinthians 14:2. This is the part I love most. 1 Corinthians 14:2. For one who speaks in tongues, speaks not to men but to God. We've handled that already. For no one understands him, but he utters mysteries in the spirit. What is mystery? Language of the initiated. Knowledge of the initiated. Language of a spirit realm. Knowledge of a spirit realm. No one understands him. He looks stupid. He looks foolish. What are you saying? How can I speak what I don't understand? Because the Holy Spirit understands it. The angels understand it. The heavens understand it. The devil does not understand it. They are mysteries. They are coded language. They are secret code of connection to the spirit realm. They are mysteries. When we say mystery, what do we mean? We mean secret code. We mean divine secrets. We mean hidden truths. So there are some things you don't know. When you are praying in tongues, you are praying hidden truths. Truths even hidden from you. What will happen tomorrow, you don't know. It is a hidden truth. It will happen. When you are praying in tongues, you are handling what is going to happen tomorrow. Hidden truth. You speak mysteries. You speak the will of God. You speak the mind of God. You have better understanding, deeper understanding of scriptures. The Lord grants you understanding. Lift your hand up, lift your two hands. Lama, can we speak mysteries? Malaba laba. Adalibo koria da 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 bagaria. Marebe de de bokoria da 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 makaria da da ba. Erianda na makalibo jide de 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 debo. Ariada na makaria da 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 bateria de debo koria. Erianda na makaria da da batele bo jide de debo. Alama lebo koli mekaria da da da. Ebe de 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 debo. Maria da 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 ba. Ria makaria da 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 da. Medelebo kuria da da. Magadala makaria. Ebele bokuria nanana makaria da da da. Ebele de bokuria. Ebele bokuria da 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 ba. Ebele de bokuria da da. Agaria da 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 da. Ebele de bokuria da. Andale bokuria da 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 bakeria. In the name of Jesus, it will open up the spirit realm unto you. What do you think gives capacity for me to preach 3 services on Sunday, preach Wednesday, in those days preach Thursday, now add 5 days of radio, and if I don't want to repeat any word, I will not repeat it. It's dimensions of revelation to the spirit realm. Some of it that comes in the place of praying in tongues. As I'm praying, it's coming. Preach this, teach this, preach this. I start writing. Preach this on radio. Preach this. From programs 3 months from now, I have what to preach already. Give it to me maybe 3 months ago. Dimension. If you don't have the call and you go to preach, in fact, now that one will kill you. You will be looking for topic. Which one? Oh, hey. Hey. MJ has been long in this church. Oh, yeah. He was there when I preached that other one. Will he not say, I am repeating? Yeah. Yeah. Who called me to come and do this thing? Okay. I know what you are going to do. Today, we are going to look at one verse. Four, what the four means, according to the dictionary, four, everybody say amen, amen. You will just preach four for today. If you don't have the dimensions of a spirit, you will struggle in ministry. You will struggle in life. I don't know why there will be water all around in you, and you are crying for water. When out of you shall flow. Please, there are mysteries of this earth. They are open up to you when you pray in tongues. They are. They are open up to you. There are some things that when you are praying, something say, go to work or early today. You don't know something is pushing. You did not hear a voice. You did not see a vision. But you are just coming. I remember a child that went to office early and met somebody doing some strange things in his own office. He prayed. And the Spirit told him, move. How will you know these things when you don't have access to the things of a spirit? Please, let me tell you quickly. You can never pray amiss when you pray in the Spirit. Because it is the Holy Spirit that gives you utterance. Can you make the light brighter? I am a son of light. Please make the light brighter for me. I don't like dim light when I'm preaching. Give me bright light. Who changed the light? Make the light brighter for me, please. I cannot be teaching about light and you are giving me darkness here. I beg. This is not a show. Make that place dark. Make this place light. Thank you. You can never pray in the Spirit and pray amiss. Because when you are praying, you are not the one that has the tongue. You are not the one that has the language. You are not the one propelling yourself. It is the Holy Spirit giving you utterance. And by giving you utterance, He is making sure you are praying the mind of God, praying the will of God, praying the words of God, praying the prophecies of God. In fact, when you are praying, it could be declaration about your future. It could be prophecy about your children. It could be spiritual warfare over your business. You don't know, but that is what is needed for that time. See, listen. If you call me now and ask me to pray, there are some things I will pray about. Many of those things are physical things. But looking at my spiritual life and everything about me, God might say, those things you are praying for is not what you need to pray for. And most of the time, there is no way for Him to get to me. But when I pray in the Spirit, He takes control of my tongue and gives me utterance to pray what I need to pray past time. So when you are praying in tongues, your prayer cannot be late. Your prayer cannot be too soon. Your prayer cannot be far away. Your prayer is exact prayer you need past time. If we ask most of us to pray here, I'm able to tell you, 90% of prayer we pray are not what is needed. They are what we want, not what God knows we need. We cannot pray amiss. Pray in the Spirit. One more or two more. We pray the unknown when we pray in the Spirit. What will happen tomorrow? I don't know. What will happen next week? I don't know. What is happening in my house? I don't know. In fact, my daughters are not here. What is happening to them now? I don't know. Whatever they are doing now, I don't know. But I have an assumption that they told me they were going somewhere or maybe going to my office. That is all what I know. What are they doing in my office? Has somebody moved here to the office? Is something happening there? I don't know. What is happening to my brothers? I don't know. But I need to pray about those things. The Bible, God, the Spirit comes and nudges me to pray. And I start praying. And I start praying. And I start praying. Even though I don't have understanding of what I'm praying about. But I'm praying the right thing. The unknown is prayed for by the Holy Spirit. So all of you that go to work and your children are in the crèche and you are warning, hey, what is happening to my daughter? Nothing is happening. Pray in the Spirit. You are covering the person. Before you kill yourself with trouble, your husband is coming late. Pray in the Spirit. And you call, the phone has gone off. Yeah, 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 yeah. Pastor, my father, my husband has not been picking phone since morning. And I've called all the friends. I have known them. Pray in the Spirit. The Spirit searches the deep things of God and gives us prayer points. Can I say two more things? Praying in the Spirit is one of our spiritual warfare weapons. Ephesians 6:18. After it has told us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, it went ahead to start giving us the weapon of our warfare, different things. We should put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and the foot of belt of truth, filled foot, boot of preaching the gospel, and so on. After all this, it now said in verse 18, praying at all times in the Spirit. After you have put on the faith, the righteousness, the word of God, bring them all together and pray at all time in the spirit. Please let me tell you one more. The devil does not understand what you say when you pray in the spirit. When you pray in the spirit, I don't understand what you say. In fact, when I pray, I don't even understand what I am saying. Except once in a while when the Lord gives us interpretation. So, praying the spirit is like a VPN connection over the internet. For IT people, do understand this. The internet is a rowdy place. Different things happen. But when you have a VPN connection, it's a direct connection protected from everything. And it's direct between point to point. Nobody can sabotage it. When you pray in tongues, the devil cannot bug your life. He can, even if he bugs it, he does not understand what you are saying. Brethren, I wish that you all pray in tongues. Lift your hands up. Open your mouth, let it flow from you. Dalaba gari abalaba. Obolime jitalaba garia. Adalama garia dalaba jibelele bokuria. Eria dalama garia dalaba gede lelebo. Adalama zandalaba garia dadaba. Elebo jitelebo koria lalaba. I did not ask you to murmur in tongues. I said speak in tongues. I ask you to pray in tongues, not to murmur in tongues. Etelebo kuria talama kata. Eria dada dama keria dada dama keria dada. Obetelebo si telebo kuria dala. Epeke telebo kuria talama karia. Etelebo kuria talama keria. Out of you shall flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Ebelebo goria talaba ketelebo. Ebelebo jitelebo guria katalaba. Ererererererererererebo.
Alabarandia kapandelebo.
Merererererererererebo. Aria tata, maria tata laba. Ebekeria tata tata, makeria tata. Can you speak mysteries, 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 mysteries? Ebelebo guria talaba kata. And the Bokoria Dada Bakariaba, Aria Ebekete de Bogoria da 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 ba. Ebekete de Bogoria da da da. Etele Bogoria da 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 ba. Ebekete Bogoria da da. Ebekete de bo. Aria da ba. Maria da lebo Guria da lama kada. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. Where the one that prays in the spirit, you look ordinary, but spiritually, you are strange. I have some young people in church now that talk to me every week about what God is doing in their life. You'll be shocked. You'll be shocked. There is hope for our church. You'll be shocked. You'll be shocked. Are the people God is raising, their ages, their dimension of a spiritual realm, their accuracy, their sharpness, their, you know, things I say that they see immediately. You'll be shocked. But they look very ordinary. They are young. In fact, there are some that some of you will cock their head. But if they open their mouth and say some things against you, you will never be the same. You need to get to that dimension in your life. Where it doesn't matter your position in office, you are the one that determines what happened in the office by your prayers. Are you here? It's not, they don't do the thing again. No. They have gone, God. Hey, they have come again. No. I'm not saying don't call your pastor. We need to pray together. But we are saying there are some things you determine yourself by praying in the spirit.
Can we do that again? Let it flow from you again. Let's pray. Open me up to the spirit realm now. Rebele de 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 bokuria dada. Robo kuria da. Heria dada. Lobele de 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 bokuria dada. Ramaka ria dada dada ba. Ebeke ria dada dada. Rebele de 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 bo. Anama dada laba karia dada. Can you lift your hands to him? Lift your hands to him. Tell him to open you up, open me up, open up, open me up. Open my eyes, open my ears, open my heart, open my spirit. Let there be an opening. Grant me access to supernatural. Access to the things of the spirit. I receive an answer. Open your mouth and pray. Lebo Koriada. If you can't pray, don't let the power of the Lord come upon you. Atalama Karia da da da. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Aria Talaba Karia da 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 da. Maria Talelelebo. Ekeselebo Kuria Talalaba. We thank you. Haribo. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. When the Bible says pray without ceasing, how do you think you can do it? How? When you are telling the disciple, can't you wait with me for 1 hour? Can't you pray with me for 1 hour? How do you think you can do it? How many prayer points will you pray in your understanding before you get tired? Do you even have the time? But when you are praying, when you are doing something, your spirit can be praying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We bless your name. We are people of order. The time is far spent. In fact, we are supposed to be closing now. Please. You need hands laid on you. You need somebody to pray with you. You need the dimension of spiritual realm open to you. Many of the people that had this dimension, hands were laid on them. And it flew. It blew open. And today, their lives were not the same. The ministers and the pastors are waiting for you at the porter cabin. When we close, come. Let us pray with you. Lay hands on you. Speak word into your life. Answer your questions. Introduce dimensions you don't understand to you. Thank you for coming this morning. And the Lord bless you all real good. In the name of Jesus.